蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
因着《轮椅上的画家》这本书，乐心第一次结识了 Johnny Erickson Tada。 17岁的时候，因为潜水事故造成四肢瘫痪，终身与轮椅相伴。 Johnny 愤怒过，抑郁过，也企图自杀过。然而神在他生命中的作为并没有因轮椅而被限制。如今的 Johnny 致力于服务残障人士，并且在他所创办的 Johnny and Friend 机构当中呢，每天向无数人广播耶稣基督的福音。你现在收听的是良友电台的中英双语节目蓝天绿洲 Haven Today。 我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus. We're continuing a series I'm excited about, All Trials, Great and Small. And joining us, my friend Johnny Erickson Tada. 50 years ago, Johnny's life was changed forever. A diving accident when she was 17 left Johnny a quadriplegic for the rest of her life. But Johnny found Jesus. And many of you already know the wonderful ways she points to Jesus as she teaches from God's Word around the world. Even with challenges most of us can't imagine, she's one of the most remarkable people I know. A busy public speaker, a musician, an artist, all out of love for Jesus.
Every day when I wheel into the headquarters of Johnny and Friends, I squeeze every ounce of ministry effort that I possibly can out of this paralyzed body to make certain that other people with disabilities, other people who are hurting, even able-bodied people, can know the same God that I have come to prize. Because the message has always been and still is, I would really rather be in this wheelchair knowing Jesus as I do than on my feet without him.
Johnny Erickson Tada, what a joy to be with her. And we'll be hearing more from her this week as we look to the hope of Jesus in all trials, great and small. Now, Haven Today opens with Matt Redman and Blessed Be Your Name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, your glorious name. Blessed be your name sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Your glorious name. Give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Oh, you give and take away. You give and you take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be your name. Always.
I am sure of only one thing. I know who put me back together. I sleep nights, and I laugh a lot. Look, if there really is such a place as heaven, and if Jesus really died on that cross because he wanted to bridge the gap between God and us, then getting to know him and all that that means, well, it should be worth looking into, even for you. You see, I'd rather be in this chair knowing him than on my feet without him. And I never really knew that for sure until this moment.
An excerpt from the feature film on the life of Johnny Erickson Tata, and we'll be hearing more from Johnny a little bit later. Today, we're in this series, All Trials, Great and Small. You know, sometimes Christians can really be annoying when they try to help people who are suffering. I know, because I can be annoying. Too often, I just want to fix things right away. And sometimes in my haste to make things better, I don't acknowledge the real pain, the real suffering and sorrow somebody's going through. I'm sure you can relate to that. Or we try to get out of our own pain without acknowledging it and laying it before the Lord Jesus. Sometimes we can forget that the Bible isn't only full of truth about suffering, and we're certainly going to be looking at that together, but it's also full of suffering people. In the early pages of Scripture, Adam and Eve lost their son, murdered by his brother Cain. Joseph's father weeps because he thinks his son has been eaten by wild animals. Moses' mother has to turn her son over to be raised by strangers in the palace of the very people who've enslaved her people. There's even Mephibosheth, crippled and carried to the table of the king. What a great picture of hope in the gospel. How many of the Psalms begin with desperate cries for help in the middle of pain and fear of loss? Psalm 102, for example, which the superscript calls a prayer for an afflicted person who has grown weak and pours out a lament before the Lord. For my days vanish like smoke, my bones burn like glowing embers, my heart is blighted and withered like grass, I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud and am reduced to skin and bones. I'm like a desert owl. Like an owl among the ruins, I lie awake. I become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse, for I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears. I can't tell you the number of times when in my own pain and fears and desperation, I've turned to the Psalms and found comfort, not only in the truth about the Lord and his power and grace, which is how the psalmist concludes Psalm 102, but there's comfort even in the fact that there's an author of Scripture who's going through pain just like me. And maybe you. But not only is Scripture filled with suffering people, showing us that the Bible is real about the grittiness of life under the curse of sin, we see the incredible truth that we serve a suffering Savior. Our Savior himself is, as the Bible says in Isaiah, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. I find that encouraging, don't you? That suffering, of course, was for our saving from sin and ultimately freeing us from all the pain that afflicts us. But just also that our Savior knows pain is a huge encouragement, I think. As Hebrews tells us, we have a sympathetic high priest. He knows what we're going through. He's been through it himself. Yet for every time we sin in the midst of suffering, or sin against others who are going through suffering, he's faithful in our place.
希伯来书很清楚地指出来道成肉身对上帝以及对人的意义，这是上帝与人唯一的一种认同的方法。上帝是个灵，不能够被物质世界所限制，也没有办法经历肉身的软弱，更加呢无法经历到痛觉细胞所发出来的警告。但是这一切都因着耶稣的来到发生了完全的改变，他体验过了作为人的滋味。旧约给我们看见当上帝是什么样的，而新约呢则是记载出来了上帝在学着了解当一个人是什么滋味。我们感觉到什么，上帝也能感觉到什么。我们要一位不但能够知道痛苦，并且呢能够与我们分担痛苦的上帝。我们要一个能够感受痛苦的上帝。就如神学家潘霍华在他年轻的时候即将在纳粹的监狱当中所写下的一句话，他说道，只有受苦的上帝才能够帮助，而借着耶稣，上帝就成为了这样的一位神。希伯来书说，如今他能体恤我们的软弱，唯有体恤这个词才能够道出它是如何完成的，因为这个单词是由两个希腊文组成的，那两个希腊文的意思就是与之同受苦。因着耶稣，上帝了解我们对他失望的感觉，这样子说你会觉得太过分了吗？否则我们要如何解释耶稣的眼泪和他在十字架上的呼喊呢？希伯来书说，上帝的儿子因苦难学会了顺从，只有当一个人受了试探想要去违背的时候，才有可能学习顺服，受试探想要去逃避的时候，才有可能学会勇敢。耶稣为什么在克西马尼园里不拔刀自助呢？他为什么要拒绝差派天君降临拯救呢？为什么他要拒绝依从魔鬼的挑战使世界向他下拜呢？原因就是，如果耶稣这么做了，他就糟蹋了他来到世上最重要的使命。这个使命就是，他要成为跟我们一样的人，一样的生，一样的死，一样的按着上帝创造的规律来运作进行。贯穿整一本圣经，特别是在先知书里面，我们看见了上帝他内在的一种充满着极其强烈的冲突。一方面他爱极了他所创造的人类，但是另外一方面呢，他又急迫的想要毁灭使人类受捆绑的罪。这样的一种冲突终于在十字架上得到了解决，因为他的儿子在十字架上将败坏变成了爱。
There's another story I'm thinking of because it's one of Johnny's favorite passages in Scripture. She returns to it often as she retells the story of God's faithfulness to her. I want us to hear this story from John 5 right now. And notice as I share it with us, just how long the paralyzed man sat waiting for hope in the midst of his suffering. John 5, I'll pick it up at verse 2. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. Then Jesus saw him, lying there, and knew that he had already been there a long time. He said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" And the sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I'm going, another steps down before me." And then Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And you know how the story ends. At once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and he walked. Did you catch that? 38 years, waiting to be healed. What do you think he felt those 38 years? 38 years he laid there in his own pain and suffering, surrounded by a multitude, John says, of pain and suffering. Others who also had no hope, longing to be put in the water when it was stirred, which apparently was believed to heal people then. And then Jesus showed up, the one who in John 4 told the woman at the well that he was living water, and he healed that man, telling him to just get up and walk again. Well, that's what the gospel is for us. The gospel takes the spiritually lame and the crippled and tells us to walk in the newness of life we have in Jesus. He quenches our thirst for newness with himself, his own living water of redemption and life. But what if Jesus hadn't healed the man? Well, I want you to hear again from Johnny Erickson Tata. She tells the story of finally seeing the Pool of Bethesda for the first time in person and what she told the Lord while she was there.
Ken wheeled me through the Jaffer Gate, and there we were at the top of what they called the Via Dolorosa, the Way of the Cross, the Stations of the Cross. Every pilgrim to Jerusalem goes through those Stations of the Cross, although Ken and I did not start at the bottom and work our way up the hill. When you're in a wheelchair, you start at the top of the hill and kind of bumpity-bump-bump your way down those long steps. And if you've been there, you know what I mean. Right at the bottom of the steps, Ken wheeled me over the cobblestones, and we go down this long path, and there to the right is the Sheep Gate, and near the Temple Mount. We make a left-hand turn, we go down more flagstone steps, and we see the St. Anne's Church on the right, and we go a little bit further, and there, I had not looked at the itinerary, I did not know what was in store for me, but there, all of a sudden, in full plain view, would you look at this? Oh my goodness, Ken, look, it's the Pool of Bethesda. Nobody was there. It was hot, it was dry, the sun was beating down, the place was empty. We had it to ourselves. Ken pole vaulted the guardrail fence and ran down into the cisterns to see if there really was still water in that Pool of Bethesda. I, on the other hand, chose to sit behind the guardrail and lean on the top rail, and I let the hot, dry wind whip my hair as hot tears poured down my face. And I suddenly had a flood of memories come back to me. When in the hospital, visiting hours were over and the lights had been turned out and my roommates were asleep, I pictured myself, and here I am. And there I was praying, saying, "Lord Jesus, the wisdom of you to wait 30 years to bring me here to this pool, almost as many years as that man must have laid on his paralyzed, on his mat paralyzed. And Lord Jesus, there were so many times I prayed to be healed and sang to you that song, 'Hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.' And Jesus, I just want to tell you something. You didn't pass me by. A no answer to physical healing has meant the chance. It has meant the chance to meet people like Carla and Amma and Charlie. A no answer to healing has meant a deeper initiation into that inner sanctum of sharing in the fellowship of your sufferings. And at times, Lord Jesus, you know well that my EKG reading has been yours and my heartbeat has been in rhythm with yours. And you know that I have felt the weight of that cross to bear daily, but it has given others a chance to gain jewels in their crown. And Lord Jesus, I'm so happy. I am so happy. I am so happy. Thank you that you have given me a buoyant hope of heaven in this wheelchair, and you have given me the chance to experience grace upon grace upon grace every day, that I need you desperately is such a blessing. Oh, it's a bruising of a blessing. It is a severe mercy, but it is a mercy, and it is sweet, and you are precious, and I am so grateful that you did not give me the quick fix of a fast healing and an escape from suffering.
Just an ordinary girl. It was not what she had planned. It was hard to understand when suddenly her life was changed. Dreams would have to wait, alone and so afraid. But can you hear the words of Mary say, I know the God I love forever will be faithful. The God I love forever will never let me go. The God I love forever, stay beside me, guide me home. For you alone are the God. Just an ordinary day. It was not what I had planned. It was hard to understand when suddenly my life had changed. It all seemed so unfair, but God was always there. And through it all I've come to see He's faithful. Let it be so, Lord, I would do anything, because I know the God I love forever will be faithful. The God I love forever will never let me go. The God I love forever, stay beside me, guide me home. For you are the God I love. Just an ordinary song. I sing to let you know our God is in control. When suddenly your life has changed, it's not what you had planned. Try to understand that God can work a miracle in your life. Let it be so. Say, I will do anything, because I know the God I love forever will be faithful. The God I
Did you know she has a beautiful voice? Singing The God I Love, Johnny Erickson Tata, here on Haven Today. A wonderful song, singing about her accident, The God I Love, in this series that we're calling All Trials, Great and Small. Thanks again, Johnny, for joining me here on the program.
真的很谢谢 Johnny 的分享。约翰福音第五章的故事，乐心之前呢，从来都没有那么留意过。 我很熟悉第四章耶稣与井边的撒玛利亚妇人的对话，也很熟悉第六章耶稣喂饱5000人的神迹。可是啊，说到这中间的第五章，耶稣治好了一个瘫痪38年的人。不知道怎么回事哈，这个神迹啊，乐心在此之前并没有认真思考过。今天在 Johnny 的分享当中呢，乐心我就想到了奥古斯丁针对这段经文发出来的提问。他问道，既然耶稣有能力医治人，为什么他不医治每个人呢？约翰记载了，耶稣在医治完那个人之后就躲开了，他似乎忘了在毕大池的旁边还有一大群病人在等着他呢。要想知道这个答案，我们还是得从耶稣的身上去寻找。在马可福音的第一章就记载了，有人不断把生病的和被鬼附的都带到耶稣的面前，耶稣医好了各样的病，也赶出了许多的鬼。然而次日凌晨，天还没有亮，耶稣就起身出去，来到旷野的地方，在那里祷告。当门徒找到耶稣的时候，就对他说，大家都在找你呢。耶稣回答他们，我们到邻近的乡镇去吧，我也好在那里传道，因为我就是为这事而来的。你有想过吗？一个常常就动了怜悯之心的，开聋子的耳朵，使瘸腿的行走，使瞎眼的看见，使死人复活的耶稣，同样也是那个说，如果你的右眼使你犯罪，就把它挖出来丢掉，如果你的右手使你犯罪，就把它砍下来丢掉的耶稣。耶稣确实体恤了人的软弱和痛苦，他确实医治了人的疾病，但是他更重视的是人的灵魂得救。罪拦阻人到神的面前，审判是真实的，地狱也是真实的。身体的医治固然重要，更何况那看不见的内心的罪的问题，还有永恒的灵魂归宿的问题呢？说到这里的时候，乐心就想到了，在平常的祷告会里面，我们很多时候呀，都是为某某弟兄或者某某姐妹的身体得到医治祷告。可是我们要扪心自问一下，有没有常常的借着祷告还有与神的交通，来对付别人看不见但是自己心里很清楚的骄傲、贪婪、小性、假冒伪善、律法主义等等这些问题呢？ Johnny 感谢神没有用快速捷径的医治方法来让他避开苦难。实际上耶稣自己在为我们负罪的赎价时，也没有使用他可以行神迹的权柄。从他道成肉身，经历成为人的样式之后的种种不方便，再到十字架上受难的时候所要经受的每一次穿心的痛楚，耶稣实实在在的成为了能够在各方面都体恤我们软弱的忠信的大祭司。这个就是今天蓝天绿洲的全部节目内容了。我们的短信号码是13229966122，非常希望你能够来和我们说说你听完节目之后的任何感受。愿神祝福你，我们明天不见不散。 Just an ordinary girl, it was not what she had planned, it was hard to understand when suddenly her life was changed, dreams would have to wait.